one of the things that is going to be a gift of this time, not in this moment, but a little later, is that you are developing the ability to hold what is true, even when there are some or sometimes many around you who are not going to do that. They simply are not. And all of you, of course, have the desire for fairness. It is part of what makes you who you are. But this is a little different, because when someone picks delusion on a path, they are going to be learning some very painful lessons, but it does not look like that is what is happening. It looks like they are the ones who are able to do all the things you would like to do. And the thing there is, of course, that we do not, as a rule, see the price that is going to be paid by many of them. And so the ability to know what is true, to hold what is true, and to believe in yourself enough to hold that, that is one of the things that makes for a powerful person. The ability to hold what is true, to know what is true, and to let everything else around you go. It is a big challenge, we know, but you are doing very well with it. And with every day that you are able to do it, you become stronger. It is in the human condition, of course, to feel whatever you feel about this, but to continue to choose to know, to continue to do what is good for what is true. There is a very powerful thing, not only for this time, but for the rest of your life. So much of what has kept wounds alive for women, as we are sure you know this, has been the kind of fear that comes from not being able to do that. So we know what is true, but we cannot hold it because there are challenges to it, or people around us who are trying to pull it away from us. And of course, given the belief systems that we were given, we often let that happen. And it is a way that the wound is re-wounded. When we say, well, perhaps I did not know what I know, perhaps I was wrong about looking at this and that. You see, that is the part of the conversation that needs to leave your life. Now, do not be confused here, because there are two elements. In other words, when someone says, and someone of good heart and good intention says to you, here is a thing that might make your life better. If that is a good thing, your heart will open and it will allow you to know what it is that person is saying and to know how much of it is true, whether any of it is true at all. That is not really the problem part of this lesson. The problem part is that you have been taught to listen to too many people. And you have been taught to take in what you are hearing before you evaluate the person who is sending it to you. That is quite easy to do. The assumption that because someone says it means that you should take it in is a wrong assumption. Absolutely a wrong assumption. So we want to be working on that as well, to check the source of what you are intaking before you intake it. And this drives us back, of course, to the fact that it is a world of projections. And when you think about the kind of advice you get from someone who is projecting, you can understand then why we need to add this step. We need to add the step of, someone just said this to me about my life. Who are they? What was it? And how much of this do I need to take in? How much of it do I need to let go? This is certainly something that can keep you busy. And so we are going to take a few moments to speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed.
Feel an energetic space around you that is expansive. And in that space, there is freedom, and there is peace, and there is joy. Begin to breathe in that energy and feel it going to every place in your body. Exhale frustration and fear and limitation. Feel a golden ball of light above your head and know that this is the light and the power and the wisdom and judgment in the good way of the universe. Open the crown and feel the golden light begin to pour into your body, into your third eye, to make it stronger and clearer. Feel the flow of energy into your throat to clear away any communication you might have with yourself that does not support you in the best possible way. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart center. Let that golden light feed your garden. Let the golden light flow into your solar plexus and displace any emotional energy you do not wish to hold in your body. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light displace shame, self-judgment, judgment of others, anger. Feel all of that relieved, moved out of your body. Feel the golden light flow into your root and begin to feed the root with the energy that you will be using for creating in a new world, in a way that is entirely like you. Move your attention into your heart center and watch your garden as it grows. See the colors and the beauty and the places where you can rest. Find the place where water flows and drink that water to refresh your spirit, to refresh your life. See a path in your heart that is lighted and begins to move up, and walk on that path, but with no work and no hardness, but simply the ease of moving higher in the way that is intended for you. As you move on the path, see that you come to a place where there is a blockage. And watch the blockage without judgment, simply knowing that it is there. And now see that one of your teachers has given you a feather, and touch that blockage with the feather and watch it move away so that your path is clear once more. And walk forward on the path until you come to a bridge with water running under it, but a bridge that has a bit of steepness about it. And as you start to cross the bridge, see the railings on either side of the bridge rise to meet your hands, so that as you walk across the bridge, you feel completely safe, because the bridge will rise up to help you move across. When you come to the other side of the bridge, see that there is a door on your path. And as you walk toward the door opens. And inside of the door, there is a gift for you that the universe truly wishes you to have. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, take it with you and come back through the door and see before you that your path is completely clear. And walk past the places that may have frightened you or troubled you, free and strong. And come back into your heart. And when you've centered in your heart, use your breath to bring you back into your body. When you've centered in your body, open your eyes.